Tracy Day's daughter, Kaylin Schneider, says a lack of updates, communication, and finally the judge blocking her questions during the hearing make her feel suspicious. And that matches how other loved ones of missing and murdered Indigenous people have felt. Many report being dismissed by law enforcement and the justice system.
When it comes to Native cases, anytime something would pop up, they would be trying to just find the quickest exit instead of the truth.
Juneau Police denied KTOO's request to see Day's case files, saying the case is still active. But Juneau Police Chief Craig Campbell sat down with KTOO to answer some of the questions Schneider has had for years. Many are about a specific moment in the investigation, about a year after Day's disappearance. Someone found clothes and Day's bus pass on the side of a mountain. Police told Schneider they called in Sea Dogs, a volunteer nonprofit with trained search dogs. Schneider then received an email with a photo. It showed a search dog sitting next to a pile of large rocks with a makeshift cross in it. The email was from then-JPD Detective Patrick Taylor, who was leading the case.
They said the dog alerted them to the grave. And then later, when I was like, so why didn't you dig it up? They were like, the dog actually didn't alert us. We set the dog up for the photo. That's weird. Why? What? Like, that makes no sense.
In one email, Taylor first says the dog alerted its handlers to the area and referred to a, quote, quasi-grave marker thing. In another email, he corrected himself. The dog actually did not alert to anything in the area. Schneider wants to know why the site wasn't investigated further, but Taylor is no longer with the department. Juneau Police Deputy Chief Campbell says the clothes were found a distance away from the site with the cross, and since the dog didn't actually alert to it, the department didn't investigate further.
There doesn't seem to be a reason just to start digging in places, and that's probably why they didn't do anything.
Day's family also has questions about a man Day was romantically involved with, like if the police considered him a suspect and if his property was searched. Campbell said JPD spoke with the man, but no suspects in the case panned out in any meaningful way.
They all had, let's say, alibis, whether in town, out of town. They had no animosity or will to Tracy. Like, there just didn't seem like a valid reason. I need to get evidence to show he did it. I need to find evidence. I need people to say, like, yep, he told me this, or, you know, and stuff like that, or I saw this.
Schneider says the family did send JPD a recording of a call they had with the man, which was later also shared with KTOO. In it, the man said he and Day would fight often and violently. One time he said he hit her over the side of the head with a boat oar and, quote, she woke up the next day with a big lump on the side of her head, unquote. That was around the time that Day disappeared. Campbell said the recording wasn't mentioned in reports in Day's file. He said he would look into it after KTOO asked follow-up questions. The man in the recording died in 2021. Lastly, Schneider wants to know what police are doing now with her mother's case.
Why they won't let us look at the evidence. And they claim that it's because it's an active investigation, but then there's no officer assigned. So why is that?
Campbell said JPD checks in on open and active cases annually to see if the person has been seen somewhere else in the United States.
But it doesn't mean that someone is knocking on doors and trying to, like, generate leads. But we do always, when a case is inactive or inactive, you know, case could be closed and no one's touching it for years. If you get information like, hey, XYZ, we heard this, we would open it up and look into it.
He said JPD is in the process of reviewing its policies for missing people. One part he wants to work on is communicating with families. Schneider said she's felt brushed off by police since her mom disappeared, but she isn't going to let it stop her from bringing attention to Day's case.
I don't think they realize how beloved my mother was. I don't think they realize how many people are angry that she's missing and that there are no leads, there's nothing. I think that they believed she would just be forgotten. And they're absolutely wrong. Like, we will never let this go.
In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.